morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, talking with Christina Reynolds. She's the SVP for Communications and Content at Emily's List. Christina, totally off topic. Are you going to go see Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic? I think you gotta have to, right?
Gotta have to. Yes.
it's like Chalamet and Bob Dylan. Like, what? This only has upside. Am I right?
That's right.
We've digressed a little bit, but we've been talking about the DNC chairperson race, and you and I have both made note of the fact that we don't see any women in the top three running for the DNC chairmanship. And I'll just mention this to you. While women have run and won Supreme Court races, statewide races in the state of Wisconsin, we've never had a woman governor. There's never been a female mayor of the city of Milwaukee, and there's never been a female county executive for Milwaukee County. I mention those jurisdictions because they're the largest and most diverse jurisdictions. I don't think we've ever had a female chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party either. I would have to go back and look, but since I've been sentient about the chair and the party machine here in Wisconsin, I don't think so. What do you make of that? Any cause for alarm when it comes to party machinery, or all the more reason that Emily's List is so important?
Well, I think it is. Sometimes it does take being intentional. We are here for a reason. And I think there's no clearer sign of that than when you look at what happens, for example, in Congress. The Republicans may very well have zero committee chairs that are women when all is said and done. I think there's one still in the running. That's not true on the Democratic side. And part of that is because a lot more of our caucus are women. They've right. been there for a while. And so you have Suzanne DelBene, who will run the DCCC. You have women as the ranking leaders on a variety of committees. You have Catherine Clark there in the number two position. Obviously not the speaker, but you know, we know we have had a woman speaker, and yes, she did a great job. And so it does sometimes take intentionality. What we know is at Emily's List, when we support women, they are great at winning and they are great at doing a good job when they get in there. But it's still, we still have to push to remind people that you don't just want women on your in your group project. You want them to lead that group project, right?
So important. Folks, that's Christina Reynolds, Senior Vice President of Communications and Content at Emily's List. I promised everybody a little bit of Ben Wickler, current state party chair, on John Stewart just this past Monday. Let's take a listen because it's pretty good. Love to get your reactions, Christina. Let her rip, Cardi.
The biggest question that we get is, and no follow-up, and then the tears. Yeah, sometimes vomiting. It appears the Democratic Party is slightly broken. You run the Wisconsin Democratic Party, which was broken before you took it over. There was a supermajority in Wisconsin. The Supreme Court of Wisconsin was diabolically making changes to withstand power. Scott Walker was the governor. How did you turn that situation around?
So Republicans took over Wisconsin in 2010.
Yes.
And immediately smashed unions, suppressed voting rights, mm-hmm. gerrymandered the living daylights out of legislative maps to make sure they'd never lose power, even if voters tried to throw them out. And for years, it looked as though Wisconsin was going to fall off the cliff, be a state where Republicans controlled everything, whether voters liked it or not.
Undemocratically so, because through all those methods, like what New York, the Democrats in New York had tried to do is gerrymander it, you know, even if it was closer than it should be. Those were the methods they undertook.
So 2012, 2018, Democrats won a majority of the votes for the legislature. Republicans got almost two-thirds of the seats.
Wow.
And 2018, I moved home and volunteered. Governor Evers, now Governor Evers, ran, and in a landslide year for Democrats nationally, mm-hmm. he won by 1.1 percentage point. Super, super close. It was like we'd grabbed a branch as we fell off the side of a cliff,
right.
and we're pulling ourselves up by our fingernails. Republicans then took away a bunch of the powers he'd been elected to wield. Republicans Republicans re-gerrymandered the state through the state Supreme Court after that. And I was elected chair in 2019 with the goal of supercharging our kind of grassroots organizing and how we communicate across the state. And year over year, we flipped two critical state Supreme Court races. We were able to re-elect Governor Evers, stop a Republican supermajority. Finally, a new kind of pro-democracy majority on the state Supreme Court struck down the gerrymander. We stopped Republicans from preemptively impeaching a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
And this year, finally, for the first time in 15 years, we had fair maps. And it meant that even in a year where we were basically 50-50 statewide in terms of the votes, we flipped 14 state legislative seats. It is now, Democrats are on track to win a majority in both legislative chambers in 2026.
Wow.
We reelected Tammy Baldwin to the U.S. Senate. We actually added votes for Harris relative to Biden. We were the battleground state, the whole state in the country that came closest to defeating Trump, where Trump still won. There was a lot of Republican turnout. There's still work to do. But we're a democracy again. And that is the goal. That is the fight that we're fighting.
Here's the idea.
Christina, I think by many accounts, certainly the fact that he made an appearance on Jon Stewart, some of the other interviews, is the prevailing wisdom that Ben is the front runner right now, is what the party needs. How do you hedge the race?
Yeah, I mean, let me be clear. Emily's List is not taking a position here, and I'm not taking a personal position. I think that Ben is certainly, one of the big candidates that we're talking about. I think what is unknown is the people who decide this are DNC members. Yep. That's a limited number. And so to call someone a front runner is tough to know. What I will say is every Democrat should go and listen to what Ben just said, because it is a reminder of the hope in the darkness. Right? Things can look awful. And with the work, you can turn it around. That's a lesson for us nationally. That's a lesson for each individual state. And I'm glad he said it, because it's a good reminder of what we can.
Thank you so much, Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Folks, keep it locked. When we come back, I'm going to give you the update on Luigi Mangione. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.